I came to offer my obeisances to you. I became a life member as a result of Gopal Krishna's talking to me.
In Bombay?
No, sir, here. I came to offer you obeisances in Brooklyn Temple. And I asked you a special permission as my Gurudev, which you gladly gave me, to teach Gita in Poughkeepsie, where I am. And since then, I've been trying to do your work sincerely in Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie?
Yes, sir.
Where it is?
It is 100 miles north of New York. I work there. I'm an engineer, and I have been trying to spread Krishna conscious movement of yours, trying to teach from your Gita to the Indian community, and I've been slowly trying to get American people also involved. And as I see more and more American people are now coming in, and in fact, those people who are very steadfast, who come to attend my class, as American people. I'm very glad to see that they are taking very great interest. And
Indians are not taking so much.
No, sir.
Indians are bada sahib.
You see, they have been going to...
Yes, Srila Prabhupada, I wanted to just finalize when you would join the festival tomorrow. I wanted to fix that up so I could, you know, just do that. We're leaving 59th Street at 2 o'clock, and we're reaching downtown at the park at 4 o'clock. In other words, it takes 2 hours, the route. At 4 o'clock, we're going to have a Winnebago. Winnebago is like a small bus which has a... it has a laboratory in it.
Like Satsarup Maharaj's traveling bus.
Right, it has a bathroom in it. That's going to accompany the parade in case at any time you require it. That'll be right there so it can pull alongside the cart. At 4 o'clock we'll arrive, and at about 4:30 Kirtananda Maharaj will give a short introduction for you. And at 4:45 you will speak. And so at 4:45 you're expected to give a lecture. It begins at 2 o'clock at 59th Street for 2 hours, and then by 5:15 the whole thing will be over. So I wanted to know what time you would like to join the parade.
So you said this?
Well, it depends on a number of things. One thing is that your rest after taking massage, you take the shalom, and then your resting period. Another thing is how long you want to ride along on the cart. It depends on... I think it should depend on... I can't... No one can make that decision. We're agreeable to anything that you suggest. Devotees are enlivened simply that you're here in New York with us.
At 2 o'clock you start.
Right.
Do you want me at the starting point?
We want you to do simply what you feel would be best.
No, no. What is the best starting point? My presence is where?
Well, it's not a question of I mean, that's a very exciting time. You know, but I don't know if it's... I wouldn't say that it's required. We're going to start one way or the other. We have to start the parade. It's exciting at that time, probably. But you could also join midway. Supposing you could also join at 34th Street instead of 59th Street. Halfway is about 34th Street. So you could join there.
That would be really better.
That would be about 3 o'clock.
That would be at about 3 o'clock. It depends upon your resting period also.
No, that I will adjust. That is not... I want to know when my joining will be very good. That I want to know. In the beginning, or the middle, and the last, that we have to say. Then I shall adjust. in London, I think, of course, the whole route I was using.
Yeah.
That was a little troublesome because sometimes I am called by nature.
Yes.
But you say there will be a path.
Yes, which is equivalent.
So under the circumstances, which time will be good? That you say, then I select it. That is concerned?
Yeah, if I can have about 5 minutes, I'll ask a few people.
Yeah.
And then I'll come up. So you're agreeable at any time, as long as that convenience. Mm. That's a good convenience, I think, that we'll have that vehicle.
That's right.
So I'll just inquire. This is a general idea of what's going on the whole day tomorrow. I'll leave it with Hari Sir.
The preaching is going on. Nobody has become our student.
Among the Indian people.
Indian or European?
Yes.
American, it doesn't matter. Since you are preaching there.
Yes.
Has anybody joined this movement?
No, sir. I have been begging. I've been begging people. Now, I know that two American people will become steadfast, and I will make them. I'll make sure that they join the movement. But among the Indian people, this is the problem.
Brother, you have joined.
I have joined. I'm a life member. I come to the temple. I study your books all the time. I have your photo. I do your aarti every day without fail. Without fail. Nayan Bhiram came to my house 2 weeks ago, and I showed him everything, Krishna and your photo next to it, and I. Every day do puja. Complete vegetarian, and we are doing aarti every day. First obeisance is to you, my father, mother, and Krishna.
Your father, mother here?
No, sir.
No.
They are dead now. They were expired, but I still offer my obeisances to them. First obeisance is to you, then to Krishna, then to my father, mother, and then I start my puja. And I do complete aarti and everything. Because I want your blessings. I wish that I have a guru like you every birth after birth. But one of the problem, Prabhupada, personally, I have found among the Indian people is that because we are used to so many demigods, they still don't accept Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead. There are so many arguments I get.
There is
like,
no question of argument.
No.
It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, sir.
But if they do not accept Bhagavad Gita as the authority.
Yes.
Then they are fools.
Yes, they are.
The fools cannot be enlightened. That is the
way. And this is one of the biggest problems.
If they do not accept the authority, then they are fools.
Yes. After I teach Gita, and I try to tell them to please sing bhajan.
That is not their fault. Even the big leaders of India.
Yes.
Even Gandhi. They do not know, actually. Therefore, you are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. Yeah, the Bhagavad Gita has been misinterpreted, misused by the leaders, by the politicians, by the so-called brother. Everyone has misused.
Yes, sir. Even I'll tell you one thing, that Swami Chinmayanand, although he's a great... He is great, but I'll tell you what happened.
Great means grateful.
Yes. In third chapter, where Krishna is saying, renunciate everything to me. Okay? And the word matam is used. Matam. Now, Swami Chinmayanand is saying, that's my opinion. That's what Krishna is telling. And they will be freed of all the work. And you have written, matam means scriptural injunctions. And I try to show to the students who come to the class, that this is the difference. Look at this. Very big difference. Because if Krishna is only giving his opinion, then he is talking like a diplomat, not talking like God. But if he says, this is the law, and I explain to them that like Bible has got 10 commandments.
Another thing, even Krishna says giving his opinion.
Yes.
That's taking it as it is. Krishna says, matta partaram nanya. So, He is the supreme authority. So supreme authority is matam. It's a high court judgment. There is no argument anymore. The judgment is given by the high court.
It's a final decision.
Final decision. So he, Krishna, is the supreme.
Yes.
Then who can give him better opinion than him? Argument say, even if he says, any gentleman will say like that, that just like Krishna says, sarva-dhanvān parityajya māmekam saranam braja, you do it. He is Supreme Lord, he can force you. But he does not do that. So although his matam is the supreme, but as a gentle preacher, he says, that is my matam. But if you are sane, if you know that Krishna is the supreme authority, then his matam is final.
And that's why I try to show the difference to people that please follow Prabhupada's Gita and please make sure that when you read Gita as it is. And this is why I'm trying to show the differences to people. Personally, there is only one question I have, and that is, throughout all the Srimad Bhagavatam that you have translated so far, I see all the time any like Kardam Muni or all other great sages, whenever they do tapascara, every time Mahavishnu comes down. Now, I know that throughout other, even back to Godhead, you have considered Mahavishnu as an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet Mahavishnu is coming every time as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what is the subtle position here?
There is no difference. Just like it has been explained in the Brahma Sangita, it's like one candle. Then you kindle another candle.
Yes.
Then you kindle another.
Yes.
Another.
Yes.
So you say this is first, this is second, this is third, this
yes.
is fourth. But so far candle power is concerned.
Yes.
They are all the same. Either you take first, or the second, or the third. So for the candle power is concerned, there is all the same.
Yes.
Still, you have to say, this is first, this is second, this is third,
yes.
this is fourth.
I was trying to...
God and His different expansions, they are the same part. Rāmādi-murti-sukalānyamena-tiṣṭhan nāna-matāra-makarad-bhuvane-sukintu Krishna-sāyam-samabhavat-paramakumānayo
Govindam-mādi-purusham-tamaham-vajāna.
So he is existing with all the incarnations. Rāmādi-murti-su.
Yes. Even Ramchandra-ji.
So, Ram is not less than Krishna, but he is incarnation. This is the...
Because I was trying to refer to Govinda-kāstam, where he says, Śrī-Krūṣṇa-rādhā-var-gokuleṣa Gopāla-govardhananātha-viṣṇo Jivve pibashva amrutameta deva govinda damo dharamadaveti. He's saying Shri Krishna Radhavar Gokulesha Gopala Govar Dhananatha Vishnu. That is why I was trying to see that is really, and I know that Krishna's expansion is Mahavishnu, but still, why do they say Govar Dhananatha Vishnu? And that's what I was trying to understand. Please don't misunderstand.
No,
I'm trying to understand from you.
Everyone is Vishnu Tattva.
Yes.
Vishnu Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Shakti Tattva,
yes.
like that.
Yes.
All of them are the Vishnu category.
Yes.
Vishnu Taya Vibhati. Vishnu Taya Vibhati. Deepa Chirivahi Dasan Taramapapetya Deepayati Vishnu Taya Vibhati. These things are good. Yeah. Godhead is Vishnu Tattva. So sometimes Vishnu, sometimes Narayana, sometimes Govinda, sometimes Krishna, like that.
That's very nice, because one can understand very well. Because I always took Mahavishnu as the expansion of Krishna, but still when I went to Govindakastam, and then also like Brahma Samhita says, Yashe Ganeshvashita Kalam Mathavalambya Jivanti
Romabhinaja
Jagadandanath Vishnur Maharasa Iha Yashya Kalavishesha Govindam Madhi Purusham Tamam Bhajami. So he says, Mahavishnu is even one expansion of Krishna. Yet in Govinda castam they say, Govardhan, Gopala Govardhan Natha Vishnu. Shri Krishna Radha Vara Gopulesha Gopala Govardhan Natha Vishnu.
They are all Vishnu Pada. Vishnu Sahasranam Sutra.
Because many people, in, at least among the Indians, I get very big argument about it. That it is Mahavishnu who is supreme personality of Godhead, and Krishna is only one avatara of his. And that, I try to...
That argument is discussed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yes.
First one? Yes. First one. See the contents. You come on it. When he discusses somebody, says Vishnu is the origin. Children, how many?
No children.
No children.
No children.
That is good. Responsibility.
I have decided that in about 5-10 years, I'll work that much only. Afterwards, I'm going to go to work for you.
Thank you.
I don't find any more pleasures, you know, in anything. As I go on chanting and chanting and chanting, sometime, Prabhupada, oh, my first dream that came, when I joined your movement, first dream that I came, and I told my wife about it in the morning, I said, first I saw a moon, and then I saw another large planet coming up, and then on the top of it I saw the lotus feet of the Lord. And when I saw the lotus feet of the Lord, I saw you coming on a swan and doing his puja. And I kept on shouting to my wife that, please see, Prabhupada is here, please see, he is doing puja of lotus feet of the Lord. And that was my first dream that came. Sometimes, after chanting all the time, I feel as if he is walking next to me. I can feel as if his bluish body is right next to me. And all the time I keep have a feeling that somebody is next to me. You know, I don't know whether I'm going crazy or I'm...
Krishna is already there. Vishara Sarabhutana
Vidvesha. So I asked, I took a poll, census poll of about 6 or 7 GBC men, including Kirtananda, Ramaswara, Bali Madan, so many men who know New York. They all thought that if you joined the parade at 23rd Street.
23rd?
Yes. That means. Down. At, it will be, it should be at about 3:15, like that.
Definitely.
Then it'll be nice. Because the whole parade is about 54 blocks, and you'll be riding for about 19 blocks. It means your ride will take about 45 minutes.
So, what time I have to start?
From here.
Somebody will come?
Yeah, I think I will probably come. Kirtananda will also.
What time?
It's going to be the 2:45 or 3 o'clock. Tomorrow morning I'll let
you know. So at 3 o'clock I said ready, you can come and take.
I think, well, the 3 o'clock, but then by the time we get in the car... All right, I think it will work. 3 o'clock.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. 3 o'clock. I will be ready to come at 10.
All right.
In the meantime, I should finish my...
Yeah, that'll leave a little time for resting. The whole program should be over by about...
So tomorrow I shall take lunch at 1.
1 o'clock.
Yes. Then by 3 o'clock.
Sorry, 3 o'clock. Yeah.
That Krishna is preparing to join this movement for action. That is very nice. Now you have got it?
Yes. The Krishna's Kaviraj quotes, Ete Chamsa Kalapam Sa Krishna's Tu Bhagavan Swayam. All these incarnations of Godhead are either plenary portions or parts of the plenary portions of the Purusha avatars, but Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Then he says, the Bhagavatam describes the symptoms and deeds of the incarnations in general and counts Sri Krishna among them. This made Suta Goswami greatly apprehensive, therefore he distinguished each incarnation by its specific symptom. All the incarnations of Godhead are plenary portions or parts of the plenary portions of the Purusha avatars, but the primeval Lord is Sri Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the fountainhead of all incarnations. An opponent may say, this is your interpretation, but actually the Supreme Lord is Narayan, who is in the transcendental realm. He, Narayan, incarnates as Lord Krishna. This is the meaning of the verse, as I see it. There is no need for further consideration. To such a misguided interpreter, we may reply, why should you suggest such fallacious logic? An interpretation is never accepted as evidence if it opposes the principle of scripture. As a quotation, one should not state a predicate before its subject, for it cannot thus stand without proper support. If I do not state a subject, I do not state a predicate. First I speak the former, and then the latter. The predicate of a sentence is what is unknown to the reader, whereas the subject is what is known to him. For example, we may say, this vipra is a greatly learned man. In this sentence, the vipra is the subject, and the predicate is his erudition. The man's being a vipra is known, but his erudition is unknown. Therefore, the person is identified first, and his erudition later. In the same way, all these incarnations were known, but whose incarnations they are was unknown. First, the word ete, these, establishes the subject, the incarnations. Then, plenary portions of the Purusha avatars follows as the predicate. In the same way, when Krishna was first counted among the incarnations, specific knowledge about him was still unknown. Therefore, the word Krishna appears as the subject, followed by the predicate describing him as the original personality of Godhead. Thus establishes that Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. The original personality of Godhead is therefore necessarily Krishna. Had Krishna been the plenary portion and Narayan the primeval Lord, the statement of Suta Goswami would have been reversed. Thus he would have said, Narayan, the source of all incarnations, is the original personality of Godhead. He has appeared as Sri Krishna.
Everything is given. Logic,
yes.
Rethi Chan Sukalapun, Krishna Subhagavan. First of all, he's grouped among the incarnations. But Krishna is not incarnate. He is Bhagavan's son.
He comes original.
So if you argue against the authority of Bhagavatam, then that argument has no value.
That's where the problem in India occurs. Everyone is saying always Mahavishnu. And Krishna and Rama are only avatars. And that's where the big argument came. In fact, I talked to so many...
Otherwise, why Suta Goswami, Krishna is Bhagavan Swayam.
That's right.
And Krishna says, Matta Parataram Nanya. So how one can say like that? But that means less intelligent. If Krishna, if one accepts the authority of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Matta Parataram Nanya. And how the consciousness say, Aham Adirhi Devana. Find out this verse.
Namavidu Suraguna Prabhavamna Mahashaya Ahamadiri Devanam Mahashinam Chasarvasa.
Sarvasa. Sapkadi. Krishna jhoot bol rahe kya?
No. Never. He has no reason to cheat us. He has no reason to lie.
Charita. Neither the hosts of demigods, nor the great sages know my origin, for in every respect I am the source of the demigods and the sages. As stated as stated in Brahma Samhita, Lord Krishna is the Supreme Lord. No one is greater than him. He is the cause of all causes. Here it is also stated by the Lord personally that he is the cause of all the demigods and the sages. Even the demigods and great sages cannot understand Krishna. They can neither understand his name nor his personality. So what is the position of the so-called scholars of this tiny planet? No one can understand why this supreme god comes to earth as an ordinary human being and executes such commonplace and yet wonderful activities. One should know then that scholarship is not the qualification necessary to understand Krishna. Even the demigods and the great sages have tried to understand Krishna by their mental speculation, and they have failed to do so. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, also it is stated clearly that even the great demigods are not able to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They can speculate to the limits of their imperfect senses and can reach the opposite conclusion of impersonalism, of something not manifested by the three qualities of material nature. Or they can imagine something by mental speculation, but it is not possible to understand Krishna by such foolish speculation. Here the Lord indirectly says that if anyone wants to know the absolute truth, here I am present as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am the Supreme. One should know this. Although one cannot understand the inconceivable Lord who is personally present, he nonetheless exists. We can actually understand Krishna, who is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge, simply by studying his words in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. The impersonal Brahman can be conceived by persons who are already in the inferior energy of the Lord, but the personality of Godhead cannot be conceived unless one is in the transcendental position. Because most men cannot understand Krishna in his actual situation, out of his causeless mercy he descends to show favour to such speculators. Yet despite the Supreme Lord's uncommon activities, these speculators, due to contamination in the material energy, still think that the impersonal Brahman is the Supreme. Only the devotees who are fully surrendered unto the Supreme Lord can understand, by the grace of the Lord, that he is Krishna. The devotees of the Lord do not bother about the impersonal Brahman conception of God. Their faith and devotion bring them to surrender immediately unto the Supreme Lord, and out of the causeless mercy of Krishna, they can understand Krishna. No one else can understand him. So even great sages agree. What is Atma? What is the Supreme? It is he whom we have to worship.
In my class, I run into a lot of arguments, especially from our Indian people, and this is one of the biggest arguments that people pose. They say, why are you calling yourself Vaishnavas and not Krishnayas? Okay. Although, if I call Krishna, I accept Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. They say, then the question comes to me, why are you calling yourself Vaishnavas? Why not Krishnayas?
That already is explained. Krishna, Rama, Vishnu, Narayana, they are all Vishnu Tattva.
Vishnu Tattva.
Therefore, Vishnu is the most common word for everyone. Just like candle. Everyone is candle. But still, this is first candle, this is second candle, this is third candle. Like that. The Godhead means all Vishnu Tattva. They are not Jivatam. So therefore, those who are devotees of God, they are called Vaishnava.
This specific word Vaishnava, that refers to Vishnu, worshippers of Vishnu?
Yes. Vishnu asya devata, iti Vaishnava.
Throughout Vedas also, Vishnu is the Yajneshwara.
Vishnu Aradhate. Nanna Tattu Sukaran. Vannasama Chara, Vannasama Acharavata, Purushena Parapama, Vishnu Aradhate, Vishnu Aradhate. Aradhananam sarvesam, Vishnu aradhanam param. These are the Shastri. Vishnu aradhan. Krishna aradhan is also Vishnu aradhan.
In fact, even Brahma Samhita, Brahmaji says, Yaha karanara navajale bhajatishma, yoga nidram ananta jagadanda sarvam akupaha, adhara shaktim avalambaya paramam swamurtimam, govindam adi purusham tam parambayami. So Vishnu is creating all the planetary systems, he is in his Yog Nidra. He is the original Govinda, and I worship him. So this is why the both names are used so synonymously. And that is why people are questioning me, and I have a difficulty to answer them, although I accept Krishna as the original personality of Godhead. But how to explain to them?
All other incarnations are potent, are potentially situated in the original body of the primeval Lord. Thus, according to one's opinion, one may address him as any one of the incarnations. Report. It is not contradictory for a devotee to call the Supreme Lord by any one of the various names of his plenary expansions, because the original personality of Godhead includes all such categories. Since the plenary expansions exist within the original person, one may call him by any of these names. In Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Lord Chaitanya says, I was lying asleep in the ocean of milk, but I was wakened by the call of Nada, Sri Advaita Prabhu. Here the Lord refers to his form as Kshiradakshay Vishnu. Some say, translation, that Sri Krishna is directly Naranarayan. Others say that he is directly Vaman. Some say that Krishna is the incarnation of Kshiradakshay Vishnu. None of these statements is impossible. Each of them is as correct as the others. Laghu Bhagavatamrita states, purport, Atayava Puranado Kechit Nara Sakat Matam Mahendranu Jatam Kechit Kechit Kshirabdi Shaitam Sahasra Shir Shatam Kechit Kechit Vaikuntana Tatam Bruya Krishnasya Munayas Tatat Vrityanu Kamina. According to the intimate relationships between Sri Krishna, the primeval Lord, and his devotees, the Puranas describe him by various names. Sometimes he is called Narayan, sometimes Upendra, Vamana, the younger brother of Indra, king of heaven, and sometimes Kshiradakshay Vishnu. Sometimes he is called...
In fact, I remember very vividly that in Srimad Bhagavatam that you wrote, it was Kshiradakshay Vishnu who came down to bless Dhruva Maharaj when the planetary system started trembling due to his tapascharya. Kshiradakshay Vishnu. This is why people are questioning me continuously. Then, how can you call Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and not Vishnu? And I say, all are Vishnu Tattva. But it is very difficult to explain to them the actual position of Krishna. Because only through chanting.
That is decided by Bhagavatam.
Yes.
Ete cham sakala apunsa. Krishna tu Bhagavan. Tu. The name Krishna, the incarnation of God, Krishna is included. But this Krishna is the origin.
Ishwaraha paramaha Krishna. Sachida ananda vigraha. Anadira adira govinda. Sarvatara tarana.
But that is also explained. Even if you say Krishna is Bhavan, there is nothing wrong. If you believe that Krishna is incarnation of Vishnu, there is nothing wrong.
I don't believe that.
No,
I believe Krishna is the Supreme Personality.
We simply accept, yes, it is all right.
Yes.
But that's a fact.
I ask them then.
Because when Krishna comes, he comes through.
Yeah. I asked them then that explain the three Vishnus, Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and Kshiradakshaya Vishnu. Even Vishnu himself has expanded. What to talk of Krishna? And then I ask them that Krishna came from which Vishnu? You tell me. If you can tell me that, then I'll accept that Krishna came from Vishnu. But if not, you have to accept my statement that Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you will not know him unless you chant. Unless you chant.
Sometimes Mahavishnu wanted to see Krishna. That is mentioned in Bhagavad.
Yes. Krishna.
He took Arjuna, he said.
That's right. My father mother did their entire lifetime of puja of Srinathji. Srinathji. We consider Srinathji.
Srinathji is Gopal.
Yes. Srinathji, we consider him as Krishna.
Yes, he is Krishna. He is our Gauriya Vaishnava. It is decided by the court.
Right.
Srinathji, the Madhavendra Puri is worshipping Gopal. He discovered Gopal in Govardhan. That Gopal was delivered to who is the Acharya? Balavas. And it is decided by the court that Srinathji originally belongs to Gauriya Vaishnava. By the court. Because Madhavendra Puri is the spiritual master of Isharpuri. And Isharpuri is the spiritual master of Chaitanya. Therefore, Madhavendra Puri is Gauriya Vaishnava. So, his deity is Gopal. That Gopal is Srinathji.
When I was a young boy, 8 years old, I went to Srinathji with my father and mother. And there, I had to take the Brahma Saman, the Brahma Smaran, which is the oath, taking of the oath in front of the Maharaj and the priest of the Srinathji temple. And is that equivalent to initiation, or is that just a ceremony by itself?
Initiation is another ceremony.
What are the qualifications required for a person in working life like me, household like me, and like myself, to get initiated?
No, he can be initiated. There is no, because you are following the rules and regulations.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes. I am following.
We initiate a person who follows the rules and regulations.
I am following all your rules and regulations.
Then you can be initiated.
Yes. I think we have taken enough of your time, Prabhupada. I would love to stay with you, and I would like to invite you to pick it.
Why don't you stay here in our temple?
Probably I might.
We have got ladies' department,
yes.
And gentlemen's department.
Yes, yes. I would like to invite you to Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie, yeah.
And stay with us, if it is possible.
Yes, how long it is?
100 miles north from here.
By car?
Yes, by car.
By car.
It will take about 4 or 5 hours.
No, 2.5 hours. Ah. 2.5 hours.
Traveling is little difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, there are many Indians?
There are about 150 Indian people. More 30% of them are Arya Samajists. They don't believe in anyone except doing Havans.
Second edition of Mahamila.
Yes.
Some Arya Samaji means another edition of the Mahamila.
Some are Shiva followers, Shivaites.
Arya Samaji, they do not believe in God.
No.
They have their Shiva followers.
No.
Hajpur. No samadhi, but hajpur.
Yes, it is. They don't know what is personality of
opportunity
God.
Opportunity follows.
First point, that's right. That's right.
Opportunists. They have no value.
30% of the Indian families, there are Arya Samajis. And 20% are South Indian Shivaites. And I get a lot of argument that Ramchandra ji did the puja of Shivji at Rameshwaram. So he says, Shiva is greater than Rama. I said, consider this, that Rama was so humble to do the puja of Shivji, but in Rama Stotrani, it says, Rama Rameti Rameti, Rame 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 Mano Rame, Shohastra Nama Tattulyam Shri Rama Nama Varanane. That is what Shivji is telling Parvati. And Shivji is telling Parvati in Srimad Bhagavatam, Om Namo Bhagate Vasudevaya Vasudevam Sarvamiti. I say, why do you Shivji say that? Why is Shivji sitting in Samadhi? Why not Krishna sitting in Samadhi? Why not Rama sitting in Samadhi? Why not Mahavishnu sitting in Samadhi? Because Shivji's position is to serve Krishna. But Krishna as Ram is so humble that he came and even did his devotee's puja.
Just like Krishna is afraid of Madhav Yashoda's the rope.
Yes.
But that does not mean he is no longer the Supreme Lord.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
He is afraid of Madhav, don't mind me. So, everyone is afraid of Krishna and he is afraid of his Madhav's rope.
Yes.
But does it mean Krishna has become
yes.
no more the Supreme?
In fact, you might have heard of Satya Sai Baba in India.
Yeah.
Now, there are some people in our community there at Poughkeepsie. They are all followers of Satya Sai Baba. And they have been telling me that anyone you pray, Krishna, Ram or Vishnu, it comes to Satya Sai Baba. I said, don't tell me that nonsense, I said. Satya Sai Baba is not Krishna and don't tell me that. In fact, for Guru Purnima, they invited me to Satya Sai Baba's bhajans. I said, no, I have my Guru, I'm very happy. Please don't disturb me. I have Krishna, I have my Guru, and I have my path. I don't have to go to anybody's Guru, and I don't have to take anyone's teachings. I say, my Gita is here, written by Prabhupada. I follow it, and that's it. I don't have to have extraordinary brains to follow everyone's Gita and everything else. Here is my path.
In South America, there was a great criticism.
South Africa.
South Africa.
Yes.
One man. Challenge that he could prove that Sai Baba is a fake. So he's written so many letters to Sai Baba to challenge him, but he's never received a reply.
Yes.
So that paper that gave this article criticizing Sai Baba like that and other gurus, and then in the same paper there was a very nice article
yes.
concerning our Jagannath Car Festival.
Yes.
So practically they were appreciating that Krishna consciousness movement is bona fide
right.
and these other people are nonsense.
Right. In fact, several people even in our community in Poughkeepsie received letters from Satya Sai Baba's followers that here is a letter, make 10 copies and send the 10 copies to 10 different people. If you don't, Satya Sai Baba's thunderbolt will come and strike your family and they'll be destroyed. Now no guru ever puts a thunderbolt on his devotee. And I said, if that is a guru, I said, I'll stay 10,000 miles away from him. Because my guru is very kind and he will bless me. I said, no guru should ever put a thunderbolt on his devotee. So,
you can turn towards this.
At Monticello in Catskill, I don't know if you know it, Monticello in Catskill Mountains here, just about 50-60 miles north, there is Muktananda. And he has got his retreat and some of our people go there. And I heard from them that he is teaching, he is quoting Gita. But if you go to his room, Om Namah Shivaya. I said, this is contradiction. I said, if he is a Shiva follower, he should teach Shiva Purana and not Gita.
But they are actually impersonal.
Yes.
They neither follow Shiva nor Krishna. They are impersonal. Their idea is the absolute truth is impersonal.
Yes.
you can worship him either as Shiva or as Krishna as you like.
Yeah.
That is it.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is the height of hypocrisy, to teach Gita and to chant Om Namah Shivaya.
No, because they say either way, you become impersonal at the end.
Yeah.
You Brahmalin, you become one with Brahma. But before you become Brahmalin, you can imagine some form, either Krishna or Vishnu or Shiva or Durga, the same thing. There you go.
In fact, some of the arguments that I have received were that if you go to heaven, let's say, Vaikuntha, then you join the impersonal Brahman, then you have nothing else to do. It says, at least in material we have family, we have something to do. I said, if you believe in impersonalism, you have nothing to do. If you believe in personalism, you will serve the Lord there.
Impersonal means, if you have nothing to do, then you will become mad.
Exactly.
And again you come back to this material world.
Exactly. Prabhupada, I have taken too much of your time. I want to thank you very much. I humbly offer my obeisances.
Thank you.
I wish that I can continue your work.
Please do. You will be happy. Krishna will make you happy.
And
Natasmad Manusheshu Kasana.